Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
It is Friday, the 6th of June, 2014. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on territory traditionally named Oaksen, but you might know it better as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On our program today, music by My Niece's Best Friend, a band my neighbor's in, a guy my wife used to work for, a guy I was in a movie with, my nephew's band, a woman I went to school with, and someone who goes to the same dentist as me. Also, a quick rundown of live theater and movie events for the weekend, and This Dave in History.
Yeah. Try to walk away, I'd steal your shoes. Those ones look so good on you that I'd let you choose the shoes to lose. I'm running out of options, there's no telling what I'll do. And if you try to walk away, I would steal your shoes. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track. I'd race you to the station, and I'd bust my way in from the back. And they might try to stop me, but I would not put up with that. If you try to take a train, I'd lie down on the track, and I'd steal your keys. Sell your car, and I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. If you met another man, I'd punch him in the face. Violence makes me angry. This would be a special case, because seeing you with someone else is simply more than I can take. So if you met another man, I'd punch him in the face and then steal your keys. And then I would sell your car, and I'll destroy your bicycle. Those legs can take you pretty far, and I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. Yes, I think they are lovely, just exactly where they are. If you commandeered a captain, I would cover up the stars. And if we had a whole bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. And then I'll chase you down with this guitar, begging you to reconsider. And if you wouldn't listen, I'd follow you on Twitter. If we had a bunch of kids, I'd buy a babysitter. Just don't you leave me behind. I took so long to find you, and because of you I've lost my mind. And all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. Yes, all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise. 57 years from now, you are bound to realize that all all my strange behavior is a blessing in disguise.
Forever I'll be here with you. If you ever wonder where you belong, you won't have to search very far for my open arms. And I promise that forever they'll be here to hold you. And I wish I had more words say it, but I guess I'll have to do without, 'cause I thought about it an awful lot, and these three words are the best I've got. I will never throw you down, only lift you up so high, so you can see above the clouds and reach for the sky. And I promise that forever I will help you fly. And I wish I had more words to say it, but I guess I'll have to do without, 'cause I thought about it.
Sir Wilfrid Laurier was just a young shaver, and his favorite thing was swimming in the river. He jumped in the water too soon after dinner, got a cramp in his leg, and he would have been a goner, but his old farm dog come running when he called him, and he saved Sir Wilf for the good of us all. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. His scent was strong, his heart was true, the breed that we need today. Let's raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip hip hooray! Sir Robert Borden and his new bride honeymooned at Niagara, Canadian side. They went for a trip on the Maid of the Mist, but the engine conked out and they started to drift. Just as they got down near the falls, a dog come swim for the good of us all. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. His scent was strong, his heart was true, the breed we need today. Let's raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip hip hooray! Now you're New Brunswick, curvy nose is lumber, and R.B. Bennett was of that number. He was walking in the woods one day when a tree started falling, and he was in the way, but his little dog barked, and he jumped free, and Bennett was the one who gave his UIC. That was a dog for time and trouble. His heart was big though his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. A tribute to his master, credit to his race. He wagged his tail and defer his face. Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf Dog. Hip hip hooray!
Sheepdog's head looks a lot like his ass. Your collie dog is pretty, but she's working class. French poodle mount his mother if she wasn't too fast. Mexican chihuahua, Rhodesian ridgebacks intolerant and crude. Turn around, your basset hound is doing something rude.
But the Maple Leaf Dog, with snow on his nose, could be brief.
1942, when Mackenzie King didn't know what to do, he walked his dog in the Kingsmere woods till he came in between a bear and her cubs. But little Pat barked and the bear withdrew, and soon King was telling Churchill what to do. That was a dog for a time of trouble. When Louis Saint Laurent was a kid in Quebec, he used to walk his dog down the railroad track till the day his foot got stuck as a train was coming to just his luck. An old red shirt was lying in the lane, and the dog grabbed the shirt and he flagged the train. That was a dog for time of trouble. His heart was big, his brain was small. That was a dog to come on the double to his master's voice or his country's call. Scent was strong, his heart was true. The dog who rescued Uncle Lou. Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf dog. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Then one winter's day a long time ago, a snowplow buried Pierre Trudeau. Everyone searched until they gave up when somebody saw the neighbor's pup digging in the snow and starting to bark. And but for the dog we'd have Joe Clark. Oh, that was a dog for national unity. That was a dog glorious and free. That was a dog to quell the mutiny. A dog to stand on guard for thee.
Raise a cheer for the Maple Leaf dog. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip,
hooray!
You can begin to know what it means to have a close association such as I've had with this little, as I had with this little Irish Terrier over 17 years. 17 years today. I would like to recall some of the lessons that he has taught me in the matter of fidelity. If I have been true to some of the great causes that I have sought to remain true to, example of that little fellow that has helped in many, many ways.
Oh, I forgot how old that song is. That's a string band from, let's see, they talk about Pierre Trudeau and Joe Clark, so it's got to be 1980, and Maple Leaf Dog. It's Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And it's our noon hour fun here on Casual Friday. We started off with the Paolas. From way back when they were still a punk band, TNT, and then we had Sweetheart, David Bowie's Dead, Coldwater Road, Madeline Reed, and then we finished off with String Band. String Band, by the way, was led by Bob Bossen, who lives on Salt Spring now, and he's doing a one-man show at the Havana Theater this weekend. It's called Davy the Punk, and it's a reminiscence about his dad.
Do you need
what's
someone?
That? What's that? Go away, go away, go away. You're later. You're coming later. Oh, these automatic things. Now I have to stop it and interrupt my train of thought. Okay, Davy the Punk at the Havana Theater down on Commercial Drive. It's only on for two nights, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. It's cost $22, and it's at the Havana, as I said. And it's him talking about his dad, and if you check on the davythepunk.com website, you can watch. It's like a six-minute long trailer of little bits and pieces from the show. But basically, he went to a shop that was in the neighborhood where he grew up. And he said, hey, do you remember anyone named Boston? And they said, oh, yeah, well, there's this guy and this girl and this woman and this person. And then there was Davy. Oh, Davy was my dad. Oh, yeah, we called him Davy the Punk. Why'd you call him that? And then they tell him this whole story about his dad was a gambler and a bootlegger and an all-around all-around bad guy or good guy, depending on your point of view, in the 30s and 40s. And so it sounds like it's going to be a really entertaining show tonight and tomorrow night at the Havana. I've got some other shows coming up that I want to let you know about and a few other things that you would probably be well to be aware of. And we'll tell you all about that right after this.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here. Let's get it on.
Also going on in terms of theater and other group entertainment things tonight, at the Jericho Arts Center, it's The Marriage of Figaro. United Players of Vancouver presents a it's not the opera, it's a play. It's the play that the Mozart based his opera on, and it's a new adaptation, and it's got a first-rate cast, and it's a hilarious show, so don't miss that. It's 8 o'clock tonight at the Jericho Arts Center, and that runs for the next 3 or 4 weeks. From Thursday to Sunday. So check that out. In terms of film, we've got Mars Attacks, the classic 1996 science fiction comedy directed by Tim Burton with Jack Nicholson, Pierce Brosnan, Sarah Jessica Parker, Michael J. Fox. And that is $6 at the Rio. That's a midnight show tonight at 11:55. Also at the Rio Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, the Vancouver Foreign Film Club is presenting a French movie called 9 Month Stretch or Neuf Mois Ferme from 2013. You need a membership for the film club. You can get that at vanforfilm.org. And of course, on Monday night, every Monday night at the Backstage Lounge at on Granville Island behind the Arts Club Theater, it's the Cold Reading Series, a weekly stage reading of new works by local writers. So if you're a writer or an actor, or you want to be a writer or you want to be an actor, this is a great place to go. It only costs $5 to get in, and that's a suggested donation. So if you don't have $5, just show up anyway. It's a lot of fun. Now, today is the 6th of June, 2014. It's the 70th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, the largest seaborne invasion in history and the turning point of World War II. Nearly 160,000 troops from Britain, Canada, United States crossed the English Channel on that day. And as they crossed, they heard this message from this Dave in history. Supreme Allied Commander, General Dwight David Eisenhower.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force. You are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man-to-man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air, and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
I dance the rain, even when I'm sorry, Lord. of me, contrary to my beliefs. How I wish I could agree. We'll be right back.
That's the John Boss Band all the way from Surrey, British Columbia, and Feel This Way. And just before that, we heard Komodo Wagon, a Facebook friend of mine, and a great song called, what the hell is that called? Called Citizen Doe, as part of our This Dave in History feature. So there's a, where I go to see my dentist, I went in the other day, and there's a pile of CDs for sale. And it's the East Van Special Blend CD. We played it a lot here. It's lots of great local talent from the Commercial Drive area. So I asked the obvious question, why are you selling a CD in the dentist's office?
Hi, my name is...
What the heck? Go away. Why are you selling a CD in the dentist's office? And they said, oh, it's one of Clive's patients. Oh, sorry, which patient? They said, oh, it's Kelly Haig. So here's Kelly Haig with Darius Green. And Smile by Clive.
I know where I'll bury your bone. I know where I'll bury your boots. I know just where I'll dig and lay down those sweet fingers. I know where I'll bury your head. Under that same old tree where you first carved that arrow right through me. I know where I'll bury your hand. I know where I'll bury your leg. I know just where I'll dig to lay down those sweet lips right below where we first kissed. Under that same old tree where you first carved that heart out of me.
So disappointed.
voices in their head. Everyone has noises in their head. These are the voices in my head. These are the noises in my head.
In 2015, the Women's World Cup will be coming to Canada, and this will surely be a major successful event in our country. More importantly, beyond sport, it's an opportunity for girls and women to advance in all aspects of their lives. Most people probably think girls have it made in soccer because it's so popular. However, despite girls and women representing 47% of all registered players in Canada, less than 1% earn a living as professional coaches or directors in clubs. These numbers reflect in the workplace, where women earn less than 65% wages compared to men, and only average 25% representation in politics. This needs a change. I believe the World Cup can be a catalyst to create global transformations if we all work together. Please visit our website, wwcmatters.com, to see our video with David Beckham, Christine Sinclair, and other stars expressing why the Women's World Cup matters, and find out how you can join our team and make a difference.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
We like to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party.
Like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
Sometimes I think you're probably the finest ship ever to have sailed the Vortex.
Oh, I know, Doctor. This is the end of the world news.
So now we know.
Now we know for sure. But why are they...
I'm waiting for you.
Indeed we are, Doctor. Thursday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m.
And these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What?
He says they've already got one.
Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told them we already got one. Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else up there we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Inflammation of the foreskin,
reminds me of your smile. I've had balanitel chancroids for quite a little while. I gave my heart to MSU that lovely night in June. I ache for you, my darling, and I hope you'll get well soon. My penile warts, your herpes, my syphilitic sore, your manilial infection, how I miss you more and more. Your dobies itch my scrub books, a lovely gonorrhea. At least we both were lying when we said that we were clear. Our syphilitic kisses sealed the secret of our tryst. You gave me scrotal pustule with a quick flick of your wrist. Your trichovaginitis sent shivers down my spine. I got snail tracks in my anus when your spiral keats met mine.
Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal vaginitis, meningomyelitis, diplococcal encephalitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, and anterior uveitis.
I clapped out genitalia is not so bad for me as a complete and utter failure every time I try to pee. My doctor says my bubles are the worst he's ever seen. My scrotum's painted orange and my balls are turning green. My heart is very tender, although my parts are awful raw. You might have been infected, but you never were a bore. I'm dying from your love, my love. I'm your spirochetal clown. I've left my body to science, but I'm afraid they've turned it down.
Gonococcal urethritis, streptococcal balanitis, meningomyelitis, diplococcal encephalitis, epididymitis, interstitial keratitis, syphilitic choroiditis, anterior uveitis.
Well, that's our show. Thanks very much for spending your lunch hour with us. Special hello to listener Ian, and happy birthday to my old pal Jim. Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the Radio will return next Friday at this same time. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Brian with Scald's Hall. Remember, this program is not protected by copyright. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission in whole or in part without the express written permission of the voice of Dave is totally up to you. But why would you? It's available to download as a podcast. Just go to citr.ca. And remember to like us on Facebook. We'll be back next week. Have a good weekend.
We're the Daves.
I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It is Friday, 1 o'clock here in Vancouver. It is time for Skald's Hole. I am your host, Brian McDonald. And today we are going to be continuing on with the Witch Hunter Chronicles, of which we had started a couple of weeks ago. And we've been listening to ever since, off and on, when intermixed with a few other things. But the series itself is not terribly, terribly, terribly long. And I think that it would be great to spend the next couple of weeks listening up to the rest of it. Because we're actually about halfway through. So anyway, without further ado, coming up right now, next, is episode 4 of the Witch Hunter Chronicles. So sit back, take a moment to relax, and enjoy this wonderful series.
Tell me your name, and tell me who you were in your life.
My name was Ludlov, and I was a witch hunter.
Ludlov?